flooding has ruined millions of dollars worth of crops in Queensland's Wide Bay and Bennett regions. The total cost of damage is not yet known as producers start to clean up and gain access to their paddocks. I caught up with cane growers Marybury spokesman Isaac Smith.
My whole farm did go underwater in the flood, and then obviously the flood's gone again now and we can see a little bit around the farm. We haven't got a good indication of everything yet, but we've certainly, all the cane was inundated to some extent. We've had on fallow blocks and a few blocks, we've had a bit of soil moved around the place and drains, you know, blocked up with silt that's washed off of the farm. And there's a few blocks of cane that don't look very pretty at the moment, but we will, it's a bit early to say yet whether they'll come back again or whether they've, whether the cane's been killed. So, yeah, that's sort of the way it looks at the moment, yeah.
It must be pretty devastating to see that when you put so much effort into the crops.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, that's where, you know, that's all our year's work. Our year's work every year goes into growing a crop of cane, and it's, you know, what we spend all our time doing. And then to have the flood come up, it's not a great feeling anyway. But at the same time, we're in a flood zone. We know these things happen, every 10 years, something like that, and on an average, so. Something we have to expect.
And I believe as well for you, it wasn't just the crops, but the water kind of came up under your house and in the sheds as well.
Yeah, that's correct. We had water, it was up about, it's a high blocked house and it came up about six steps on our house, and it was also in all of our sheds as well. We had one machinery shed that had a little bit of the roof sticking out. And the other sheds next to the house weren't so bad.
So what's the recovery like for you now? What are the next steps?
Oh, well, at this stage, we've been, as far as, we were very fortunate that we had plenty of warning, as in, a day's warning that we were getting a flood, so we shifted all our machinery up to high ground and all the stuff that was under our house, we shifted up, well, most of the stuff anyway, up to higher places. And so the cleanup is involved, obviously, a lot of hosing and washing and all that sort of stuff under the house and the same sort of stuff in the shed, but not to the same degree. And then we're starting to move some stuff back and to put them away again. On the farm side of things, we've been out digging open drains and that sort of thing to get water off the farm. And there's some where we've booked an excavator. It'll still be a week or two before it's dry enough for him to get in, but to come and clean out some other major drains that are silted up so we can get all our farm draining out like normal again. And then after that, it's to see how the sugarcane is affected. There might be some blocks along the river where we may need to slash off what cane's left to let it come back again, or, some might need just deploughing out. It's really, some of that stuff's a bit unknown. We need to give it a bit of time to see if it'll recover or not.
It sounds like a pretty lengthy process.
Oh, yeah, I guess when it comes to the crunch, it'd probably be next season before, there's no evidence of the flood anymore, if you know what I mean. Much, because we've definitely got cane that's set back for this season now, or lost for this season, we don't know yet. Between trying to fix up where we've had, dirt washed out and that sort of thing, and drains, and getting the crop back into order, and that, it'll be the full season before everything is back to normal.
That's cane growers Marybury spokesman Isaac Smith. If you have a story, please email us the address ruralnews@radio.9.com.au, or you can follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews. I'm Sarah Borer. Have a great afternoon.